You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, just quickly, I'll tell you the little wah, wah, wah moment. Last night, I was getting ready to go up to bed, and Gretch was watching one of her shows on TV. Oh, I got to tell you, the show that she's into, I wish now that I had watched it with her from the beginning. It's called The Great. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm, no.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. And I've only seen like bits of one episode, really. Anyway, so she's watching that. And I said, look, you have fun. I'm going to go to bed. And she said, did you enjoy your 3-day weekend? And I said, yeah, actually, I did. You know, it was good to have three. Every once in a while, it's good to have those 3 days in a row.
I love it. Yeah.
It's nice. And so I pulled out my phone and I said, let's see how many weeks until the 4th of July. And then I got the.
Oh, no.
Because 4th of July is on a Saturday this year.
Oh, what the heck? Did they give us a third off?
Well, that's what she said. She started saying, oh, your company will give you Friday the 3rd.
I don't think so.
A, I don't think they would. And B, I don't think we would take that even. I mean,
no,
even
we would work.
Because Fridays are fun for us. So anyway, I just wanted to break the news.
So when's
to
our
you.
Next Four. One then?
It would be Labor Day.
Oh.
So you got to wait till September or whenever that is.
Dang
early
it.
September?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm scrolling. Well, hey, at least Halloween's on a Saturday this year.
Well, it should be on a Saturday every year or
every
Friday.
Every year. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, you know, August is the only month without a major holiday, I believe. Isn't that true? There are no holidays
I think you're right.
in August.
Oh, and my birthday's on a Monday. Oh, man, this year just keeps getting worse.
Although I will tell you that if the calendar lines up perfectly for us with Christmas and New Year's, because it is the best possible day. It's Friday for both Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So that means
we automatically
get first, second, and third because it's a weekend. Look at us. We're planning our Christmas vacation and it's still May.
That's nice. Yeah, that's a long weekend there. That's nice. That lines up nicely this year in December, doesn't it?
I know. It should be every year that way.
That's real pretty.
I'm wondering if they shouldn't make Christmas the last Friday of every year, and that way New Year's Day would also be the last Friday of every year.
Yeah.
Can we figure out a way
to
adjust the calendar? Anyway, enough of that. Good. How'd you hurt yourself?
Well, it was like... it's kind of all hands on deck this weekend, pun intended, because on Saturday, I was just staring out the window. We didn't have much to do, and, you know, we're going to be putting this patio in, and we were going to just hire the guys to rip out the rest of the deck and haul it away, and I was like, I don't got anything going on today. I'm just going to go out there and tackle it. So I went out and finished ripping down the deck, and my dad came over later and helped me with the pergola, but before I could get to one section of the deck, we had to get my grill off of it, and it's a big old mamma jamma of a grill. And so I was on one end of it and Nicole was on the other end and I got my end down and she was trying to lift hers and she got it up just to have her hands kind of slip out from underneath it and the grill fell on me basically and pinned me to the ground, Tom. Help! And it's the lighting sucks in here. I don't know if you can see my arm.
Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, that's actually looking better, but it was all the way down my arm. That was a massive bruise and scrape.
That is a serious bruise, man.
I got beat up pretty good this weekend. And,
wow.
Yeah. So it hurts. It hurts a lot.
Are we sure that was an accident?
She punched me.
No,
yeah,
sure
I think it was.
Accidentally?
It was a lot of, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And then, so I'm a little tender today. But, yeah, we got everything out of there. It was actually kind of nice, too, because this weekend was dumpster roll-off weekend in the neighborhood, where every year, I guess, around Memorial Day, they bring in a bunch of roll-off dumpsters for people to dump all their crap.
Oh.
So I was able to rip everything out, and I think we made about 15 pickup truck loads down to the dumpsters to dump everything. So between me ripping it out and dumping it on my own, I think we saved about $1,300.
Hey.
So that's huge.
So that brewery cost you $1,300.
It did. It really did. But kudos to my neighbors. My neighbor, dude, I am just loving my neighborhood. We had a massive pile in the backyard, and I started hauling everything out. And next thing I know, I turn around, and there's one neighbor there helping me. I turn around again, and there's two, three. Next thing you know, we had five guys from the neighborhood helping me load everything and haul it down, and it just went super quick. And that led to me passing out beer and bottles of wine last night after everything was done, thanking everybody.
Wow.
Another guy helped me take down a tree yesterday. Like, the community is coming together in my hood. We had two different people tell us yesterday basically the same thing. They said, since you guys moved in, there's a new energy in the neighborhood.
Oh, look at you.
She's like, there's a new energy and new excitement. She's like, we're loving hearing the kids run around. So I felt really darn good. Yeah, like
nobody says that.
Yeah, they did because a few of them are older.
When other people's kids move.
Well, a few of them are older, and they're like, we kind of miss this. We miss it when our kids were out playing with kids and bike riding, and it just kind of made them feel young again. I think for a couple of them.
Well, that's nice that all your neighbors came over to help. Now let me play the part of Facebook commenters.
Yeah.
I hope you were all social distancing. I hope all wore your face masks. I hope you you can't post anything anymore without the corona cops coming out and, you know, yelling at you.
I know. So. Yeah, we were all very safe. We had gloves and face protection.
I've just got to play that part, Jeremy, before we
get
all
the Facebook
messages.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I would imagine the emails are going to come in.
So I've taken care of that for everybody.
Thank you.